This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Samach Vav Sif Gimel. Siman Samach Vav Sif Gimel. L'kadish v'l'kdusha u'l'varchu mafsik afilu be'emtza ha'pasak. For Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Barchu, you interrupt even in the middle of a Pasuk, v'chein l'moidim, also for Moidim. Avolo yoymar ela tevas Moidim olvad. All you should do is say the words Moidim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kaddish. Hainu, Kaddish doesn't mean Brichu, it doesn't even mean Amen. Hainu l'amen yeheshmei Rabba. Amen Yehesh Me Rabba Mevarach La'alam Omei Amaya V'lo Yoymar Yisparach. Do not add the words Yisparach if you're at a place that you can't talk. So the word Yisparach is Talay in Minhag, and therefore if you're in a place that you're not to be Mafsik, you should just say until Omaya. What about if you hear Kaddish in the middle of Shemayna Esrei? You listen and you're silent. What about Brichu? No, you can't be mafsik for that. You can't even be mafsik for that in the middle of Psukah the Zimra. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yane amen achar da'amiron v'yama. You could answer the final amen of the Chatzi Kaddish, da'amiron v'yama v'imru amen. Aval al tiskabel, you don't answer amen. Yehesh mei rabba, an oysa shalom lo yase, lo yane amen ki'inu al minog. You hear this? You don't answer Amen, not to Tiskabel, not to Yehesh Lama Rabba, and not to Oysa Shalom. The Iker Amen, there are two Iker Amens of Kaddish. Amen Yehesh Me Rabba, and the Amiram B'Alma in the middle of the Kaddish. Everything else is Minhag. Okay, we're in Siman Samach Vav in the Mishnah Berurah of Cutting Yad Zayin. Then, V'lekdusha Yoymer Rak, Kaddosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, Malach Laretz Kvayda, U'Baruch, Baruch, Kvayd Hashem mimikoymai, shezeu ikur kedusha v'lo yimlech. You don't say yimlech. V'koshgein shloyim ar nekadesh, u'shar drum shemusim b'shabbes. V'chol ze afilu bein haprakim lo yimer. You don't even say these things bein haprakim. Okay. Ule barchu she'oyne. To barchu, where you answer baruch Hashem baruch l'olam va'ed. So. This is going on. Ula varchu sha'ina baruch Hashem baruch leolam va'ed. Ube berchas atayah yana baruch Hashem hamvayrach leolam va'ed. V'gam amen al seif habracha. Wow, says Mishnah Berurah a whopper. If you're middle of berchas krishma, and you hear someone get an aliyah, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem L'kinu Melchela Masher Ba'achar Ba'anu Mikol Ho'amim Menasal Lanu Es Torah Asa Baruch Ata Hashem Noisena Torah. You have to answer Amen, even in the middle of Berachos Kriyashma. By the way, it goes without saying that on a regular Shabbos, when you're listening to the Leaning, a very big ikar of listening to Leaning is also answering Amen to the Brachos of the Oyla. So, you're going to answer Amen to the Soif HaBracha, and both of Asher Bacharbanu and Asher Nasan. V'yesh mefak b'kin ba'amein zeh. There are those who question whether you can answer this amen or not. And u'bein ha'prakam yesh l'hakel. Bein ha'prakam you could be mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you could be mekel is because the Prima Gadim is mekel by every amen. So certainly the amen of the Berchas HaTorah at the end, after an aliyah. You could be mafsik. Why? What's the logic that you could be mafsik? This is what Mendy was asking yesterday, and this is what we said. If you're allowed to interrupt to ask about the kavod of flesh and blood, certainly for the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Reb Chaim Knievsky wants to medayik from this lashon of the Mishnah Berurah that answering for these things is not a heter, it's a chiyuv. The Shal Shachuv's Yad Eliyahu brings that some poskim hold you're chayiv to answer in Kriya Shema Brachas Eilel for Kasha Kedusha because of the svara. This svara is if you are shoyel mibnei hakavod, then certainly you have to answer for kavod of Hashem. However, the Torah Chaim says you're not chayiv for a different reason. Oisik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah. I always wondered about this. Let's say you're Mil Shmona Esrei. You need to listen to Kaddish. How much of Kedusha? How much of Kedusha? Do you have to listen to the Chazan saying the Kaddish Hashimcha Ba'olam? Do you have to listen to the Chazan say Mim Kaimcha? Actually, you can't even hear the Chazan say Mim Kaimcha. He's singing, V'hu keli v'chai goya li v'tzuhur chev li v'yesara. I don't mean the words, the tune. That's pretty popular now. So you don't even know what he's... So do you need to stop? I didn't think so. I thought you only have to stop for two sentences. Kaddish, 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 and Baruch Kavod. The Chai Adam says, you stop for the whole Kedusha. Rabbi Yashiv says, you stop for the whole Kedusha. Now, I would ask on that, I can't even hear what he's saying. He's serenading us with the latest Kabbalah. You can't hear him say the words. So I guess then you don't have to stop. I guess then it's obvious you don't have to stop. But if you could hear him say the words, B'chai Adam and Rabbi Yashiv say you have to stop for the whole Kedusha. Now this is, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, that if you're Emil P'suke de Zimra, it's good to be silent for Kadosh and Baruch. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky also says, it's good to be silent from the beginning of Nekadesh until the end of the Bracha. We say Legabe Kadesh, you're Mavsik only when you're answering, and you only have to be Mavsik for the beginning of Kadesh. He says it's better to be silent for the whole thing. Now, is this only talking about Brachas Kriya Shema, or is this even talking about Shemana Esrei? Because I believe for Shemana Esrei it has a different status. In other words, here we're talking about Brachas Kriya Shema. Brachas Kriya Shema, A, you're allowed to answer certain things. You're allowed to answer Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You're allowed to answer Baruch. So Memelo, you're allowed to answer, maybe you're allowed to be silent for the whole Kedusha. But what about in Shemana Esrei where you're not allowed to answer? Should you be silent for the whole thing? Okay, I'm not sure yet. The Mechaber continues. Okay, high time nira dim shama kora amim yavsik vivarech dava mitzvah veres. For this reason, if you hear thunder in middle Brachas Kriya Shema, you should stop and make a bracha because it's a mitzvah yveres. Did that ever happen to you? You're in the middle of Brachas Kriya Shema and you heard thunder? Never happened to me. I don't remember that ever happening. What about, are you allowed to stop in the middle of Brachas Kriya Shema to do Kiddush Levana? You realized that you didn't do Kiddush Levana yet and it's been a cloudy day. It's going to be a cloudy day. And if you wait until after Brachas Kriya Shema, you're going to miss it. You do Kiddush Levana in middle of Brachas Kriya Shema. That means just the bracha. You don't say Shalom Aleichem. You don't dance around. Tayvim, Ayroi Shabbat. You know, you don't do that. Okay. What if a person is in the middle of Brachas Kriya Shema and they said, hey, I forgot to say Yishtabach. Can you say Yishtabach in middle of Brachas Kriya Shema? So Levushe Mordechai and the Arlet Zion say, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can't say Yishtabach anymore. Rav Chaim Knievsky says, you say Yishtabach bein haprakim of Yotzer Ar. Weiter. V'yesh chokim, some disagree that you do not make a bracha on thunder. D'kivan shu oisik b'shivchai shamakoyim, since you're busy praising Hashem In loy lifsek b'shul shavach acher, do not interrupt for a different praise. V'loy dami klal cholhani to have a davar shabakdusha. It's not similar to all the others, which are davar dvarim shabakdusha. What that seems at face value is that even though making a bracha on thunder is a mitzvah iveres, it does not have the status of davar shabakdusha, as opposed to kaddish kedusha and moed and all the others. One of the reasons given, the Marshag says, now that's difficult. Is moedim a davar shabakdusha? Kaddish is, kedusha is, barchu is, moedim isn't. So that's a hard chiluk to make, that it's because it's a dvarim shabakdusha. The Marshag gives a different reason, that it's a bizayon for the tzibur that they're saying barchu, they're saying kaddish, and you're not responding with them, and it's a bizayon to Hashem. By the way, that would apply to moedim, but re'imim, you could pater yourself because oisik mitzvah pasim pater mina mitzvah. Gam echay adam mashma dim shaman be'emtsa in loy levar chalim. Echay adam is also mashma. If you hear it in the middle, you don't make a bracha. Kiyim kishesham oisim bein aprakim, unless you heard it bein aprakim. Now the mechaber said moedim, you just say the word moedim. Really, the word moedim doesn't mean anything. Meaning, Mishmar explains perish moedim anachnu lach. It's too big of a hefsek. That you just say ma'idim anachnu lach. Says Rama Haga v'chein baruchu. When you say baruchu lo yoymar yisbarach v'yishtabach. If you look in some sedurim after baruchu, it says yishtabach, yisbarach v'yishtabach v'chulav. V'yesh armim da amen sha'inen achar berchas hakel hakadosh v'achar shemei tefila yesh le din kedusha. Some say the amen after hakel hakadosh and shemei tefila has a din of kedusha, and you could answer them in kriyashma v'chein ikur. Ulechol hani mili poiskim. And for all of these poiskim, mikol shekein ba'oimer tachanunim. There's a kol shekein from saying tachanunim. So we'll have to see what that means. Says the Mishnah Brura. Hakel HaKadosh, why is Hakel HaKadosh like Kedusha? Mishum Dehu Siyam Shalosh Brachas Rishaynos. It's the completion of the first three brachas. V'shoymei HaTfila HaVasiyam Amtziyos. Ay, what about Sim Shalom? Aval HaMein Achar Sim Shalom. Achar Siyam Sim Shalom. Avtu Siyam Kol HaShemayin Esrei. Even though it's the end of the HaShemayin Esrei, Hiskima Arbacharim Deloyan Ebe Amtzik Rishma. You shouldn't answer. Ayim B'magin Ramatam. Yeah, that's very interesting. Why should you not answer for Sim Shalom? Anybody know what the Magen Avraham says? Okay, that's your homework, to look up the Magen Avraham, why you shouldn't answer Amen to Sim Shalom. Now, Rav Moshe writes, what about if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you hear them doing Berchas Kainim, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedusha Soy Shal Aroin. You do not answer Amen. However, if you hear Berchas Kainim, you do answer Amen. Rav Moshe has a Chiddush Nifla. Amen to Berchas Kainim is a mitzvah da'iraisa. Why? Because it's answering. Say, what? Amen? Yes. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Answering Amen to Berchas Kainim is a mitzvah and a chi of da'iraisa. It's a chi. It's the most important answer that you do the whole day. Why? Because not only the first bir halachan chelak beis is not only is a mitzvah d'oraisa for the kohanim to bench the people, it's a mitzvah for the people to be part of the bracha of the kohanim. And as a way of showing that you're part of the bracha, you answer amen. Therefore, the Rav Moshe says it's a chi of d'oraisa, even more than akel kodesh shemei tefillah, more than amen yehi shmei rabba. Also, Rav Sternbuch says it's a chi of d'oraisa. It's a chi of d'oraisa. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be standing on your head. You could be upside down. You could be anywhere. In the middle of any tefillah or anything, you must say amen, amen to Berchas Kayanim. Okay. Weiter. Says Mishnah Brura, hani mili l'chayra lav dafka. Now, Now, what does the Rama mean at the end? Ulechol hani mili paiskim I didn't read it correctly. Ulechol hani mili, for all of the above, paiskim, we interrupt mikol shekein ba'omer tachanunim. As a koshikin, when you're saying tachanunim, meaning everything that we just mentioned, kaddish, kedusha, baruchu, moedim, amen to kela kaddish, amen to shemeat tefillah, you need to interrupt when you're saying tehillim, meaning psukei dezimra. Says mishmaru l'chayr la'adavka din l'chol amen tzach l'psuk shomer tachanunim. You have to answer any amen during psukei dezimra. The truth is, the words of Ramah are very correct. He's talking about the supplications you add to the end of Shemana Esrei. Al kein elu amenim davka. Therefore, davka these amenim. So if you're an Elai Kai Netzar, and you're adding your personal tachnunim, so what do you answer? You don't answer every amen. Only the above mentioned Hefsekim. Kein matzasi behedya b'tshuvas harajba shemimeno noivei hadin. That the Rama is not talking about psukei dezimra. The Rama is talking about tachnunim that you add to the end of Shemana Esrei. So if you're at the end of Lekai Netzar, you're going to say amen to Hakel HaKadosh, to Shemea Tfila, amen Yishmei Rabba, Baruch Hu, and so on. Tachnunim b'chol shekein b'psukei dezimra. Certainly in psukei dezimra. Ule'inyin emoter lanus amen bein aprakim shel kriya shema berchai seha. Could you answer amen bein aprakim of kriya shema berchai seha? Hachayodim chalchav sivdal kosa de'ino emoter rak lanus rak ha'amen min abracha atzma shesima metchila. The Chayodim says you can only answer amen to the bracha of the shatz. Of if you said the words Yotzer Hama'oros and the Shat says Yotzer Hama'oros, that's the only Amen you could say other than the above mentioned ones. But if, let's say, you hear an Asher Yotzer, you hear Habricha Ba'amo Yisobi Ahava, you can't answer Amen if that's not where you're up to. Avala Prima Gadam, Simon Analafachim, Chedusha Rekiva Eger, Simon Zez, Gimel, the Chol Amen, Mutter La'anois Bein HaPrakim, they say every Amen you could answer Bein HaPrakim. Which is how the Mishnah Berurah came out earlier in Siman Nun Tes Siv Katan Yod Ches. Okay. Heitel Mayim Lo Yivarch Asher Yatzar Rak Yito Yodav Achar Tfil Yivarch. If somebody urinated, they should not make Asher Yatzar. Rather, they should wash their hands and then make the Asher Yatzar after the Shemana Esrei. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up in Siv Dalid. And with your permission, we're going to learn tomorrow. Is that okay? Okay. Tomorrow, if you're available, 9 a.m. Okay? Shkayach. Kol tov, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.